Time now for your letters. Last week, we talked with Maren McKenna of Wired Magazine, who'd just written about Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger of the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Taubenberger was looking for a flu virus under a microscope, but instead he found the earliest known proof of sickle cell anemia, a hereditary disease that disproportionately affects African Americans. Thomas Grace of Fairfax, Vermont, wrote in with this personal recollection. Back in 1979, I was working at the Air Force Academy Hospital as a lab tech, and we had a cadet come into the hospital in distress. He could hardly breathe. He had been exercising on the track. We were at about 7,000 feet and collapsed. On examining his red blood cells, we found sickle cells. He later died. It was found later that he had recessive trait for SC. It was widely understood that any individual who had recessive trait SC would be at grave risk for stress-induced SC, especially under reduced oxygen levels. I believe that the Air Force tests all new African-American cadets for sickle cell traits now. Last week, we also spoke with Dan Buettner about his new book, Thrive, Finding Happiness the Blue Zones Way, which explored the secrets to a happy life, one country at a time. Bernard Danzig of Memphis writes, I was in bed this morning listening to your piece about what makes one happy. It struck me that being in bed listening to Weekend Edition makes me happy, so thank you, NPR, for making me happy. Inspired by the book, we played songs that we think make people happy and issued our own challenge, What Songs Make You Happy? Many of you tweeted responses that ranged from the Jackson 5's I Want You Back to Willie Nelson's On the Road Again to Bill Withers' Lovely Day. Susan Wood commented on our website, let's mention a few classical pieces that bring a smile. Vivaldi's Concerto for Two Trumpets, Henri Litolf's Scherzo from his Fourth Piano Concerto, the Hallelujah Chorus from Handel's Messiah, the First Movement of Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony, the Ode to Joy from Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. It could be a very, very long list. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. To write to us, go to npr.org and click on the link that says Contact Us. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/NPR Weekend and on Twitter. I'm at twitter.com/NPR Leanne. This is NPR News.